I don't know when it was, but it was up in the, maybe like the 30s. That those houses were, if you lived in that house right now today, then it was for sale tomorrow. And you could buy it, or somebody else could buy it. And it doesn't, and your salary went up at the mill because you no longer had the amenities of a house. You could go somewhere else to live. You weren't locked in to that, to live there.
So it wasn't even you, it was sort of just like you could live there for as long as somebody didn't own it, maybe. And if you lived in the mill village.
Well, the mill sold the houses, you know.
Gosh.
You could be paying rent to somebody instead of having it part of your salary.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But I don't know when that happened, but I know that the Mill Village people as such were not all together anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They were spread out. And they, a lot down at, it's now called Atlanta Street Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
Down in that area, there are some smaller houses on Atlanta Street. And I know one or two of those families that are here now, but they worked at the mill. Their parents or their grandparents worked at the mill that many years ago,
mm-hmm.
but they lived up there on Atlanta Street.
Wow. And so they still live in those
houses,
or the same
land? Well, some of them, it's gone to business now.
Right.
One in particular that's a friend of mine, it has a quilt out on a wagon out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
That was one. It's right on the corner of Jones Drive in Atlanta Street. And then behind them was another family. Mm-hmm. But many times relatives live near each other. A brother and a sister would live next door with their families, you know.
Right.
Or maybe a sister and a sister. And so it's hard to know. If you don't know them personally, it's hard to know, do you belong to that family or this family?
How are you guys? Yeah.
Yeah, they would be cousins, and I think they were sisters or, you know, stuff like that. But different when you said a little bit ago about how did so many people get here, it's just by annexing more and more land was part of it, because in the very beginning, the Presbyterian Church was the center of the town.
Really?
And that was called the middle. And the city limits were 1 mile in each direction from the church.
Ask
wow.
you what was it like when we came here.
And then,
and that's what,
like you said, different. This was this section.
And you get him to tell you about the Baptist Church.
Okay.
He was a great Baptist, and they were such young people and just all the promise in the world when they came here. And so let him tell you about that.
And extending the city limits with every time.
So then Alfreda starts to get sucked in, and then...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, over here on Mansell Road now, mm-hmm. if you go on Mansell Road much, you know... Walmart on Mansell Road is Alpharetta.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You might think but it is. It's Alpharetta.
It's funny.
And next door to it is the Roswell Funeral Home. Well, that's Roswell.
So.
But then you go down, further on down to like Racetrack and Lowe's, that's Alpharetta. So depending on how you want it. You wanted to go in Alpharetta and I wanted to vote in Roswell.
That's how we were.
Then the city limits are like that. All
That's
up and
weird.
Down.
That's weird.